be the same thing, only it'll be a spigot or... Of course, spigot, usually in the early days they had a wooden spigot in a barrel. In other words, a liquor barrel, it would be a spigot. Of course, they'd call it a faucet or a spigot. Mm-hmm. But out in the yard, we'd call it a hydrant.
Mm-hmm. What, let's say if you got up one morning in the winter and you tried to turn the water on but nothing came out, you might say, oh my goodness, the pipes must have
broken. I had that to happen last winter. It got quite a little bit, 5 or 6 below zero, and that happened to us this time, first time they were frozen, I guess.
And sometimes when they freeze, they actually...
Some of them rupture, break, burst. Mm-hmm. Some of the expression of me is busted.
Do you use burst naturally?
I do, yes.
Mm-hmm. What about, used to be if you bought a lot of flour at one time, you'd buy it in a great big wooden thing, you know?
Wooden barrel.
What do you call the metal thing that goes around to keep the staves in place?
Rim and rings. Now we've got up in the museum up there, we've got a barrel that had liquor in. And some of the boys were moving the other day and it dried out and they dropped down and they called them rings, mm-hmm. hooks. Mm-hmm. I say hooks or rings.
Mm-hmm. What if you have to buy a large quantity of lard at one time, what would it probably come in?
They used to when they bought them, what did they come in, 10, 20 gallon, so they call them a lard stand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they call it a stand, but they call it a large stand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that expression before too. What would you use if you had to pour some molasses into a small mouth bottle thing that you might use to
use a funnel?
Use a funnel.
Mm-hmm. That's what we call a funnel.
Mm-hmm. And what about this thing that you would use if you were driving a buggy to crack
whip?
Buggy whip.
Mm-hmm. You know. When we first began to learn how to smoke, we used to cut those things off and smoke them.
Buggy whip?
Mm-hmm. They had a lot of little holes in them. I guess that's like sniffing.
Sniffing glue.
Sniffing glue.
Yeah, I'd never heard of that before. That's a new one.
That was a pastime that always burned your tongue. Kids would do those.
I heard of, kids smoking rabbit tobacco.
Oh yeah, we did too.
Yeah.
That was, we call it life everlasting.
Why did you call it that?
Darn funnel, that's what they call it. Of course, now they had mullein too, you know. Kids smoke mullein.
What is that?
That's a mullein stalk, grows out and over a great big leaf with a stalk comes up there with a, it looks kind of like a cactus bloom on it. Mm. And it's called mullein. I think it's used for medicinal purposes. But those leaves, they dry them and grind them up and smoke them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't like a pot that they, you didn't get any ill effects mm-hmm. from it.
Yeah, I'm interviewing an attorney in Fayetteville, and he was involved with a case in Missouri yesterday. He was, the offender was guilty of, I think, possession of pretty good amount of marijuana, mm-hmm. and the attorney called it wacky tobacky.
Oh, wacky tobacky.
Yeah.
You know, they just recently got several tons of that stuff down here between Jasper and Russellville.
Is that right?
Yeah, down the Ozark National Forest, they got a big haul of it.
Well, were they growing it there?
Oh yeah, there's some of those hippies out there. And there's a lot of hippies down in that area.
Hmm.
They're colonies out. They move into these backwood areas.
Hmm.